God is good.
Jehovah and what we don't need.
And so we're going through this series. This is a second on discovering the heart of great training. Now we have gone and discussed already preparing our hearts. But we're continuing on and thinking about life itself right now. And in fact, I describe it the majesty of life. Life itself is very interesting.
Maybe
we talk more about spiritual life than regular life. But life has a lot of secrets in it. It's hard to understand. We know what physical life is, but it's really hard to explain it. Only in recent years have we begun to understand how it begins to function. If I ask you what life is, you probably can't explain. But if I ask you to describe life, then you can give me some answers. Well, you would say, oh, life, we breathe. We move.
We
grow. We reproduce. That's what living things do. They grow. They develop.
And they reproduce.
And then they have a purpose. A mango tree doesn't produce bananas. Its purpose to produce mangoes. For us to understand spiritual life, we need to understand physical life. But even now, let me pray as we continue. Oh Lord, we thank you for obstacles in our life. We thank you for the unexplainable. We thank you for the spiritual. There's so much we don't understand. But you are our great teacher who knows how to communicate with our hearts and souls through our spirit. And so now, Lord, refresh us, teach us, help us. Your faithful men of God. Watch over us, O Lord, in this time we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Just as we can't really understand physical life, we have difficulty explaining spiritual life.
Mwanga mene moyo wako tubisidinga ufotokozelele bwino.
There's something I like about John is because he uses simple words to describe difficult concepts. Think of it. He uses the word light and love. And life itself, the word life. John 1, verse 4. In him, in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. For us to understand life, we have to understand how it works. Discipleship talks about the Christian development. But it's a basic development of our spiritual lives. And so the new life, faith in Christ, begins our spiritual lives. So if you want to look at those frames on your tent that is over you, you have big poles. It becomes a framework which is like life. Everything else builds on it. So all our spiritual lives, the things we learn, all dependent on our communication with God. So there's many things we don't understand. We admit that. But that's okay. Again, we're learners. The word disciple means learner. Now, there are many theological books out there. But their knowledge is not necessary in here, in my mind. Actually, Jesus uses a more simple way. He uses parables to teach. So parables are very easy to understand. They're like stories, like putting seed in the ground. And even then the disciples say, "We don't understand, Master. Teach us these things." What does it mean? So there's many precious truths out there that are locked up beyond our reach. And when we have those big spiritual awakenings in a society, God is enlightening many people to understand his way. Let me give you one example. In Wales, a country up in Great Britain, in England, they had a great spiritual awakening. Many people receive spiritual life. And it all of a sudden changed the way they spoke and the words they used. Now, some of them were miners. They went in down into the ground to bring out minerals. But they realized, hey, this doesn't work. How come we can't do this after they came
to the Lord?
Well, that's because before they were Christians, they used all these bad words to command their mules to go down into
the mountain.
But now the mules did not understand the new language that these people were talking and the way they treated the mules. God's truth changes us. And miracles, we've sometimes have seen miracles happen in our lives. And many of us would say, oh, I would like more miracles. But my thinking is, as in Jesus' time, miracles don't produce much faith. We think if we could see something special, then we would believe more. It's not so easy as that. Even in Jesus' time, the disciples saw more and more, but in the end they left him. I don't know if you're familiar with the term spiritual disciplines. For the Christian faith, it means those exercises by which we commune with God in a regular way. Like we read the Bible, we pray, we fast.
I mean,
sometimes you read the Bible and you would think God would speak and my faith would grow. Well, sometimes it happens. But sometimes we don't hear anything. I find that sometimes in our spiritual lives, it's like we get in a car or go somewhere, and the person next to you asks, where are we going? And you just say, I don't know where I'm going. And the person doesn't know how to drive, how to lead you there. Many times in our spiritual lives, we know we should grow, but we don't know what that means. In John 10:10. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. You see, that is God's purpose for us. But again, it tells us that spiritually we can move, we can breathe, we can grow.
Uma mukhoza kuona kuti kuzimu ndikunena kuti munthu akhoza kupuma akhoza kugula.
1 Peter 2:24.
Yohane wachiwiri chapter 2 verse 4.
24. He says he himself bore our sins on his body on the cross so that we might not sin, live to righteousness. For his wounds you were healed.
Audiyeyo anatsenza zolemetsa zathu ngoma yathu yose pachika pantanda naye limodzi kuti ife tikachiritsidwe.
He took our sins on his body.
Anatenga mwiniye khayo machimu ake mthupi mwache kupita nawo pantanda.
That we could live a righteous life.
Kuti ife tikakhale ndi moyo wangwiro.
So we're healed, but we're to live in a way that conforms to his thoughts, his ways.
Kuti tikachiritsidwe. Usati kuchiritsidwa kumatenda akuthupi koma tikachiritsidwe kuzimu kwathu kuti tikazindikire njira zake.
Let me just summarize a little bit what we've talked about so far.
Ningomba mkora pa zimene ndafotokoza munthawi.
So God uses life analogies to help us understand spiritual things.
Ndi Yehova amagwiritsa ntchito zifanizo za moyo kuti ife tizindikire ndikukafalitsa zonadi zake.
More specifically, he uses life itself, physical life as we see it, to help us understand spiritual life.
Mwachidziwikire amagwiritsa ntchito moyo wakuthupi uwu kufotokoza zinthu kuti tikamvetsetse za moyo ndi zoonadi zake za moyo wauzimu.
He wants us to understand.
Akufuna ife tikhale omvetsetsa.
Now the church has a hard time understanding what's its purpose.
Ndi anthu ake osankhika amene timawatcha mpingo nthawi yayitali akhala anthu okhala ndi kuvutika kwakumvetsetsa cholinga cha Yehova.
If you ask your people in your congregation,
mwina mudati mwafunsa anthu ku church kwanu amene mumapemphera nawo limodzi,
what makes a good Christian?
Kwafunsa kuti chimapanga munthu kukhala Khristu wabwino ndi chiyani? Mudati mwafunsa funso limene.
What might they say?
Akhoza kukuwuzani kuti chiyani? Dzipereka chachikhumi iyayi koma samachombo chalichi iyayi koma mudziwerenga Bible iyayi koma mudzikaona abusa akadwala iyayi. Amene namakhala Khristu wabwino.
They say, well, you know, if I come every Sunday, you know, it makes the pastor happy.
And
if I put some in the offering, it's very good. So they're looking at a few outward signs. But what
koma munthu amene akuyankha moderewo akuyangana ndi zinthu zazing'ono zing'ono zooneka ndi maso zosiyana ndi mmene Yehova amamuonera munthu.
Most concerned with that life inside and how it changes our hearts.
Ndi anthu ambiri timayangana zakunja kuleka kusintha ndi kusandulizika kumene kukuchitika mkati mwa munthu.
The church itself has a difficult time understanding. Go ahead.
Mpingo osona uli ndi mavuto, wakhala ndi vuto la kukaninga kumvetsetsa zinthu bwino bwino.
The most important truths. They have a hard time understanding.
Makamaka kukhala ndi kuthekera kokafotokozera zofunika zimene zili zoyenerera kuti mpingo zidziwe.
Now they focus more on community, culture, getting together, eating.
Mwina nthawi zambiri tasamalisa zinthu zosakhala ndi mphindu kwenikweni kusamalira mwina kungokhazikika pakuti anthu tidzisonkhana iyayi koma tikhale ndi phwando iyayi koma tikayendere odwala iyayi koma tikapange zakuti zinthu ngati zimene.
But the most important truths are hidden from them.
Ndi nthawi zambiri mopeza kunena kuti zofunikira zoonadi zenizeni nzobisika kwa Khristu ambiri.
That's why sometimes we talk about different seminaries or Bible schools. Before they were alive, but now they're more dead. They're just more tradition.
Ndifaja ke mwina inu ndine mukudziwako ma sikulu a Bible amana alipo mbuyo mu mwina ma seminar amena machitika mbuyo mu amena makamba za uzimu. Koma lero mudati mufufuze mupeza kunena kuti zinazizira zinati vuto ndi chani.
If you ask the church, why do you do this? And this is, well, we always have done it.
Mudadimwina mufunse unena kunena kuti kodi chifaja ntasiya upanga zakulizija chifaja ngani ziza zamba kuchitika mwatera usati mwati machitira pamba moja mupeza mayankhosi anasiyana.
Somehow they're disconnected from life itself and its purpose.
Unena kuti chimene chapangisa zonse zichonene kulumikizana mwe kunalipo pakati pa moyo ndicho linga chenichenu cha moyo zalekana.
I'm going to go on and keep speaking about the thrust or the power of its life's growth. Let's just think about physical life for a minute. It's very simple. We put a seed in the ground. And up comes the plant. It's amazing. It knows what to do on its own. Did you ever tell your maize plant to produce the corn? You don't have to teach it anything. It's got all that instruction inside it. And this physical life is a picture of our spiritual life, helps us to know how it
works.
So we never tell our children that they should grow, like, right? So your wife get up in the morning and tell your children, grow, grow, grow. No, they grow. Our job is to keep feeding them. Dressing. You know, so physical growth comes naturally without our planning.
And
so the same is true with spiritual life. We call it built in. It's we're all instructed. Now it's important to understand. I want to connect here. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the same as the spiritual life within us. The 2 Corinthians 3:6 says the Spirit gives life. So it's this very life force that's in us is the Holy Spirit working. And so we all, as pastors, we understand what it is when we see the Spirit of God working on a person. They're very sensitive to their sin. They're concerned about the judgment upon them, and they're looking for a savior. There's something that's happening within them.
And
that's what's true with us. The Spirit of life gives us that new interest in us in the spiritual things of God. Our callings as pastor comes from the Spirit of God who's working in us. I remember I was in university when God called me. I was an engineer student and I was looking out my second floor dorm window. It's like the Spirit of God came and was talking to me. It's like, aren't there a lot of people out on the campus? And I said, yeah, there's lots of people. They need to know the Lord.
And
it was like he would say, well, how are they going to hear?
And
it was like he was waiting for me. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I can help you. I can work with you. And he also said, you know, Jesus is coming soon. So I should not put off my decisions. So it was right that next semester I changed my classes and then I went over out to Bible school. For school, university, all my fees were paid, but not at Bible college. I had to pray. Yeah, so it was like the Spirit of God leading me, right? It's Him in me, teaching me, guiding me.
So
and God works in all of our lives. Some ways are similar, some are different. And so God is accomplishing His goals in us. And He does that as we obey Him. He speaks and we obey. For example, He wants to eliminate worry from our life and put faith. And so as we begin to trust Him, worry goes away. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, don't worry. I take
care.
And that's such a wonderful promise. In Philippians 1:6, he says, for I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ. Do you see what Paul is saying about spiritual life here? All the Christians in Philippi, Paul is saying this. When God began a new spiritual work in them, it's going to keep growing and developing. Until they see Christ. Yeah. So that's the same for our lives. Spiritual life, when it begins with our new life, continues to grow. Now the question is, how have we grown? What has happened in our lives? Maybe you can think of a circle that begins when you became a Christian. And then an arrow, and with all the different signs of your spiritual life that have developed. Strong men of God are built on the Word of God.
And
so that's why you have a spiritual discipline of meeting with God regularly.
And
just like the mango tree has an innate instruction to produce mangoes, so God is growing each believer, you, each one, a little differently to produce His plan. Just think about the potential one seed has. There's many kinds of seeds. Each with its own potential. And God took you as a seed and planted you and made you come alive with the spirit of life. The mango tree doesn't say, I don't want to be a mango, I want to be a banana tree. It doesn't do that.
And
so like us, we say, I want to conform to be who God wants me to be. When I grow up as a spiritual believer, what is God going to do through my life? And so all of a sudden, our own spiritual life becomes a promise of God's amazing work. It's not just true for every pastor, it's true for every genuine believer in Christ. You can assure every believer, he or she need not worry. You can trust your Father in heaven who knows your needs. Why can you assure them of this? They might have tears in their eyes of not knowing how they're going to go forward.
But
you assure them because God chose you. He died for you. He's living in you.
And
so often we don't know how God will work out things. We just have to trust Him.
Ndiyona ndi yake njakuti sidziwa njira za Yehova sidza kurazi panga bwanji koma ife kuti ndo anthu ndo mkhulupirira iye kuti chimene anachilonjeza adzachichita ndikuchikwandiritsa.
And that's why a lot of what we do is try to focus what does God want for my life.
Ndi chifukwa chake ndayi zambiri yochitika pa moyo wathu timakhala ndi funso ili kuti ndichite chimene Yehova akufuna kuti ndichite pa moyo wanga.
I'm not Joseph, I'm not Abraham.
Ine si Yosef, ine si Abraham wa mbaibulo, ine nene munthu.
But I'm his seed and he's given me life and he's growing me.
Ine ndi mbewu yake ndipo wandipatsa moyo ndipo ndikuyenera ndikule kulingana ndi mmene anapangira pachiyambi.
And through that spiritual inner development later comes a ministry.
Ndinu tikamakula mkati mwathumo moyo wathu chawuzimujo kamakula chotsatira chake kutsogolo kumabwerana utumiki kumati awa ndiapostol awa ndiabusa awa ndiakutaka kuti koma zimayambira kukukula kwa moyo wauzimu.
So let me summarize some of these points before we go on to our last one. So believers do not need to make themselves grow. Believers do not need to make themselves grow.
Tamvetserani. Silingadzipange tokha kukula, silingadzikulitse tokha moyo wauzimu.
The growth comes naturally through the Spirit of God who grows us.
Kukula kwauzimu kumachitika mwachikhalidwe pamene mzimu mkati mwathu akukula.
We are made to grow according to his purpose.
Tikuyenera ife kukula kolingana ndi chilinganizo chake.
We can trust him to give us all that we need to accomplish his purposes.
Tikonza ife kumkhulupirira kapena tene kuti tikuyenera timkhulupirire iye kuti tikhoza kukwaniritsa chofuna chake ife tikadzipereka kwa iye.
And that renewal in our hearts comes when we begin to understand this process.
Ndi ifeyo tikudziwa mkati mwathu kuti kukula kuja kumachitika pamene tazindikira njira zache.
Success doesn't depend on me.
Kupambanadu sikutengera kuti ine ndatani.
It depends on how I rely on God.
Zimatengera kuti ndakhulupirira bwanji.
How I live through faith, trusting him to help work through me.
Chikhulupiriro changa chinali chotani kuti iye akhoza kundigwirisa ine ntchito.
Because if God's already given me life, if he's already spiritually growing me,
ndifunga ngati iye ndamene wandipatsa ine moyo, ndamene akukuza moyo mwanga,
he will not only take care of my physical needs,
sangoyang'anira zokhumba zanga zakuthupi,
my family's needs,
zokufuna zanga za pabanja,
but ministry needs.
Komaso angakhale zosowekera mutumiki.
And he's accomplishing his purposes.
Ndipo muzonsezi amakhala kuti akukwaniritsa zolinga zake.
He wants to look down like you're one tree, right, in his garden. And he wants to look down and boast about his work in your life.
Akufuna adzikhala ngati mulimi amene ali ndi mtengo akaona abereka zipaso nkumanyada. Chimodzimodzinso afuna katona ife adzinyada kuti pali mwana wangapo.
Do you remember how God spoke to Satan in the book of Job? Did you see Job, that man of God? That he's my prized one. Oh, may that be true of each of our lives. But let's go on and look at the signs of new life. So, like physical life, spiritual life is a powerful force inherent in every Christian.
Monga moyo wathupi, moyo wauzimu ni mphamvu ya chibadwidwe yayikulu imene imakhankha mkati mwa Mkhristu aliyense.
You need to make sure you have spiritual life.
Muonetsetse kuti inuyo muli ndi moyo wauzimu osati moyo wakuthupi okha.
Some people grow up in Christian cultures.
Ena amangokula muzochitika za chikhristu.
They think because I have Christian friends, then I'm a Christian. Someone said, because I'm a Christian pastor, of course I'm a Christian. No, it doesn't come that way. It starts because of God's work in our lives, bringing conviction of sins. Spirit of life comes from the Spirit of God bringing new life to us. There's a term here because you ask people, well, where does life begin? Scientists can't answer that. Even with all our knowledge, we can't answer that question. So there's an English term, biogenesis. It means life comes from life. So I know you came from your parents. Life comes from life. We don't know, but how about spiritual life? That comes from God. These are very simple but very complex, big. Let me read some words from the God's word here. John 3:8. Let's first talk about wind and life. Now, this is an analogy. It's a picture of something in our physical world to help us understand the spiritual world. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from, where it's going. So is everyone in the part of the Spirit. Isn't this amazing? It's so true. Spirit of God. And so what's his point here? When we see the Spirit of God working, then we're going to see people changing.
And
remember that verse, when he begins a work, he's going to continue it till we see Christ. The Spirit of God doesn't come and then leave us, no. That's why when we sin, that we feel guilty. The Spirit of God is convicting us. He's trying to bring us back so we can grow to the fullness. Let's think about water and life.
And
John 4:14, Jesus says this. But whoever drinks of the water I give him shall never thirst. But that water But the water that I give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
Otoko maye wakumwa madzi amene ine ndidzampatsa. Dzadzamva soludzi. Tawi zonse. Wamadzi amene iye ine ndidzampatsa adzakhala mwa iye kasupe wamadzi otumphuka kumoyo.
So the water here speaks about the water Jesus will give him.
Akukamba za madzi amene Yesu akapereke.
In John 14 to 16, he talks about the Holy Spirit will come when he leaves. And so the Spirit of God is like that well of water springing up. You might not know how to handle some things that come up in your life. But he will give you the faith, the courage, the hope, the love you need to be able to handle everything in a way that pleases the
Lord.
And so this is the life force, the spiritual life force that's activated in every believer. It is so spectacular and wonderful. And so when you come to church and you see all the believers, you see them like each one is like a well springing up. Our trust as pastors is that God is working in each of them. So John 3:8 says that we're born of the Spirit. So God, our Father, gives us the Spirit by which he gives us spiritual life. That spiritual life means that we understand God, we want to be with him and talk to him, pray.
So
that's one thing that happens. So these are just signs of that spiritual life.
Now
this is just like a new baby, right? A new baby has signs of life. It's moving, it's crying. So a genuine believer has a desire for God's word and God's things. They want to be with God's people. They want to talk and commune with God. They want to pray. They love God's word. They're aware of one's sins. And they can accept forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And so they have a growing affection for God and his ways.
And
the last that I mentioned now is love. They have love. So they see the needs of others and they want to help. See, this all comes from inside.
What God kuti zinzone nomakazisakasaka kunja koma zimango kubadwa zokhankhale mwa munthu ukalandira yesu ukatembenuka mtima zokhumba zako zimakhala kuti zabwera kukhala zatsopano
And we're trying to understand here that, hey, that's all Spirit of God. Those are signs that he's working in me. Now, sometimes we want extraordinary signs, but these are the most important. These are the signs of real life, God working in every believer. It's amazing. What if you see someone in your church that don't have these signs?
Well,
what if they're not in your life? Maybe we don't have the Spirit of God. So we can copy or imitate some of these things. But we want them to grow like a well, pouring out water, being able to
drink.
Well, there's so much we have discussed. I'd like to summarize a little and reflect a little. So the wind and the rivers, the power of water, reminds us how the Spirit of God works. When the Spirit of life is there, there will be signs of life. We want to be conscious that when we see the signs of life, we can acknowledge that's God working in us.
Don't
think of yourself separate from the Spirit of God. Oh, I'm a powerful minister of God. No,
don't.
We want instead focus, wow, God is working in me, in my heart. He's changing me. He wants me to preach his word. He wants to give me counsel. And so we humble our hearts. And we ask God, will you teach us how to teach? Will you lead us so we know what to say to this person in need? New life comes from God's Spirit. We can't give money for it. You know, how many kwaches can you get spiritual life? It don't work that way.
Even
US dollar don't help.
Yes.
No, this is from God. His gift for you. But spiritual life reveals signs of God working. And so these are the signs of life that we can expect from every believer, including our own lives.
And
a genuine believer will display these. Now, if they sin, they can distort things in their life. But still, we can believe through faith that God's still working in those individuals. When a person comes to me and says, oh pastor, I don't know if I'm a Christian. We can ask him, of course, well, why do you think that way? They'll explain, I have no interest in things of God. It's perhaps they don't know God and they aren't a Christian at all. And if we sense that conviction of sin in their lives, we can introduce them to Jesus. We can tell them about Christ and what he wants to do in their lives. Now, when we're talking about the heart of great training here, we're thinking about the central part that's in our lives, what God is doing, what God's plan is. And so one of the things that we've been learning already is trying to train our minds and faith to look at different believers in terms of how God is working in them. He's given us a faith that people want to hear the word of God. So, for example, what if people in your church are complaining? They don't like how you preach. Well, we can think. At first, you might give a sermon on the need for God's word. And then share how you are committed to bringing God's word to feed them that they can grow into the fullness of Christ. Sometimes we need to recommit ourselves as pastors to actually study God's word more. You know, sometimes we're just teaching what other people have taught. We're not learning from God's word and feeding the sheep. Study God's word and teach them what you're learning. An illustration came to my mind. I was thinking how sometimes little kids like to pretend they're cooking. Sometimes we have plastic Food, plastic, maybe an egg or something.
Asi kutenga zizindikiro mwina pale mazira kumanda plastic si mazira yenyeni kungoyerekeza zophika.
Or you pretend that little piece of branch is some meat.
Kuyesera ife kuno madoti aja basi kumakanya zimwe zidazi kupanga panga masanje mukwadziwa.
What are you feeding your sheep?
Funso. Kosa zanu kuchale. Pagome vaja mukuzidyetsa ja.
Is it like this
Zamasanje. Zenizeni.
plastic or branch, or is it from the real word of God?
Woti ndabena ufa mukumatsha kula ufa mukwadyetsa jani pagome vaja pa.
Oh, we need to learn to dig into God's word.
Wena ndipunzire kulowa mwakuyamba mawu a Yehova kubweretsa mothenga wa fresh kupereka kwanu.
Because our spiritual lives thrive, they live on the word of God.
Chifukwa mizimu yathu imakhala ndi moyo kupyolera mu mawu a Yehova.
Well, we've talked about the majesty of life today.
Lero timakamba za uthunthu wa moyo.
And physical life is, gives us a picture of spiritual life.
Ndipoda ona wanena kuti moyo wako thupi mwa ripasa chithunzi thunzi cha moyo wa uzimu.
Both are marvelous. Both have secrets.
Zonsezi zodabwitsa moyo wako thupi uli ndi zinsinsi moyo wa uzimu uli ndi zinsinsi.
But our faith grows as believers.
Koma chikhulupiriro chathu chimakhala chikukula ngati anthu okhulupirira.
When we begin to identify what God's doing in our life and get excited about Him who's working in us. And one example is we have no place for pride because it's all Him working in us. Instead, He becomes our prized one, our delighted one, the one we love, the one we praise. Let me close in a word of prayer. Oh, marvelous Father, thank you for giving us life. You've given us physical life, but you've also given us spiritual life through Jesus
Christ.
Forgive us for the times that we have shunned your spirit. Instead, Lord, help us to know your love, know your ways. Work powerfully in our lives, Lord. Take care of all the needs of this, our own lives, our ministries, and even the seminar. Lord, you are great and mighty. Do those marvelous transforming things in every brother and person here. Work in their lives, O Lord. That we could be those prized people of God, the ones you delight in. In Jesus we pray. Amen.